Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax. With Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello. Let's see if I can be a little less distractible today. I was telling a friend yesterday, Will came in and out of this little room a bunch while I was recording, and I could just feel myself, you know, he's shiny, so I see something shiny, and I'm just totally distracted, right? And I haven't listened to yesterday's episode yet. Hopefully it's not as noticeable as it was for me to feel it. Or you know what? If it is, then it is. Hopefully I come across exactly as I am. And lately here, yeah, maybe it's been a little off-center. But I feel pretty solid. So maybe even if I'm off-center, maybe my base is solid, something like that. I don't know. I sent a little screenshot to a few of my friends, and I don't remember exactly what it said. But it said something like, you know, and I don't love the word test, but you know, this is the test. This is what's going on right now is, can you be you? Like, you know how to be you now. Can you be you through chaos? Can you be you through crisis? Can you be you, right, in all situations? And I've also been saying, you know, I've been reading the recipe book for a long time. The recipe book that I believe for life, the recipe for life. And it's time to cook. It's time to put the recipe book down. We're picking up our instruments, right? Our cooking instruments, our playing instruments. And we're cooking. So I'm living all those quotes. All those quotes that I send everyone. I'm living them all day, every day. Because life is challenging me to rise to this occasion, to this level of education. And right now, so I'm getting confidence. So I got confidence by reading all my books. I'm looking at all these books, right, with Caroline Mace and Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and all my people. They gave me confidence with their words and their experience. And now I'm taking that, and I'm living with the words of my paper teachers and with my own experiences. And yeah, I'm being put through stuff. I'm being put through all these challenges and adventures, stressful situations, little chaos, crises, all these things, not just to throw me off, but I think to challenge me. Let me cook. Let me see what I'm doing. Let me see what this feels like to live these quotes. I'm not just learning the recipe anymore. I'm cooking. I'm getting burnt. I'm cutting myself. Tired, right? Running out of ingredients and having to use something else. But I'm resilient and creative. Thanks for the tea, Will. And Brittany. This came from you, Brittany. It's tasty. I wish I don't have it in my head. Something botanicals. Blossom botanicals. It's actually in one of these podcast episodes, if you go way back. The cover art will even be the box to the beautiful tea that you gave me. And anyway, that's what I'm drinking today, folks. The tea that I cannot remember the name of. It's made right here in Maine. I don't even remember where. So anyway, exciting news, right? The tea with no name from the place I don't remember. Well, okay, so let me tell you about yesterday. So, yesterday, I had something on my calendar for 4 p.m. Something marvelous and amazing, actually. My friend a while back knew my birthday was coming up and said, hey, pick a day, a place, let's go. I want to take you out to lunch. And the 4 o'clock thing happened because the place I chose doesn't open until Thursdays at 4. And so that's as early as I could ever go to that place is Thursday and 4. And so I just took it as a sign. Well, there you go. Like, let's go Thursday at 4 to this place. That's, you know, she's always traveling. I'm rarely traveling. Traveling locally, taking the drive, if you will. She's the one usually taking the drive. And so I thought this time, hey, there's an amazing place that I've been to when they were in a different location, and now they've moved to the town next to my friend. So that's the place I chose. It's a place I really want to go. And typically, I wouldn't drive there. But for her, I would drive there. And excited to go to this place. And I love the idea that it's near her. It's in her neck of the woods. And I don't know many places in her neck of the woods. So, that's been on the calendar. Typically, 4 o'clock is evening for me. That's late. That's nighttime. My classes are night. I'll see you tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. That's what I say when it's time to dance, because 5 o'clock, 5:30, it's nighttime. Okay, when I get home, it's literally bedtime for Finn, and then it's bedtime for us. So, 4 o'clock is late for me. The day before yesterday was a bad day for me. It took me down. It took a lot of my battery out. I'm still learning here. I'm cooking, and I'm learning. I'm learning about myself. I'm not feeling bad about myself. And so I acknowledged that day and the toll it took on me. And I felt better yesterday, but not all the way. And I was still kind of in a state of charging up, charging back up and coming back to, you know, you get hit with a cosmic 2x4 and it spins you around. And I had stopped spinning, but was still a little dizzy and coming to. And in my dizziness, I placed a grocery order. You know, it was payday yesterday. Order the groceries, Amanda. Oh, yeah. Okay, order the groceries. I ordered the groceries for a 3 o'clock pickup in my neck of the woods. That's pretty much when I was going to head to go see my friend. I realized, oh, today is that day that I'm going at 4 o'clock to that wonderful place, to that wonderful person. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want to go. Crap. I just confirmed with her the day before. Hey, just checking to see if we're on, and is there a place we could go before or after to buy you a little something? And I said, let me get back to you on the before or after. I'm having a moment. I'm having a day. But yes, I'm confirming. It's on. And then here I am the next day, the next morning even, and I realize I want to reschedule. Crap. I say crap because it's a great place. It's a great person. I want to see her. I want to go there. But the today me right now does not want to go out and drive at 4 and do that. It will use my battery, and I'm very aware of what uses my battery. And I'm low, and I need to charge up, and my friend charges me up, but that drive and going there and the timing and all of that, and it's just not, and I just knew it, and I'm like, oh, crap, I can't believe this. I'm going to message her and cancel. No, is this true? Is this really what's going to happen? Oh, my gosh. So I let it sit for a minute, right? Don't have to do anything ever. Just let it sit for a sec. I moved on with my morning a little bit, and then I said, okay. I'm going to message her. And I just messaged, hey, can we reschedule or bump up the time and meet someplace closer to me? Either way would be great, right? Because I was looking for relief in that moment. I needed to cut the string to the engagement that I had at 4 o'clock because it was dragging me, and I will not be dragged. I cut the string. So she messaged back and said, oh yeah, let's bump it up. What time? Where do you want to go? You know, and she mentioned a place that was close to me, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much. What an amazing friendship. I can reach out and look for relief, you know, and want to see you at the same time, but want relief, and I reach out to you, and both things are possible. I can see you, and I can get relief. Amazing. I really thought it was going to be one or the other, right? It's either I go through and I see my friend, or I cancel and I get relief. But I knew sometimes canceling doesn't feel good. It'll ruin my whole day, so I may as well have gone if I'm going to feel bad about canceling, right? So being honest was definitely the ticket, the way to go. I didn't know that I could get relief and see my friend until I just, you know, took a moment and then was just completely honest with my friend. And she's honest with me. And she's like, the earlier the better. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. How about 10, you know? And so I chose a place. I don't know if I've mentioned it here on this podcast, but I just realized what the cover art is going to be today. My friend on my birthday took me to Tostones. T-O-S-T-O-N-E-S. Tostones, I believe is the name. It's in Old Orchard Beach. And my friend took me on my birthday. I got a latte and a sandwich, and it was amazing. And so we loved the place. We loved the people. There was music and dancing, and maybe it was in the kitchen, but we didn't care. We knew, we saw, we danced, we did it too. And my friend and I had a great day there. Decided we would go back because I have to try the arepas. I've never had one. Well, that's a lie. I took a bite of my friend's yesterday because that's where I said to meet. I said, okay, let's go to Tostones. I'll meet you there at 10. So we met there. She loved the place. I'm so glad that she did. We sat there for probably 3 hours until she realized she was completely late for another engagement and just whooshed off. And I love that about our friendship too, is she can go, oh crap, I gotta go. And I can say, see ya. And we can just get in our cars. It doesn't have to be awkward. We don't have to, nothing. Boop. See ya. That was awesome. Bye. Fly off and live your life. Go do what you gotta do, right? Live your life. So I didn't abandon myself, and I ended up just going down the street to an awesome place that I wanted to go back. And actually, little secret. It's not a secret, but just most people don't know this. Will was going to take today off. And it just didn't work out right now this week, but his plan was to take today off. And I immediately said, we're going to Tostones together. So I thought I'd be going today. Nope. I went yesterday, unexpectedly, with my friend. So while we're there, like I said, we just sit and gab. This is the same friend that I went to Dunkin' Donuts with, and we sat there for about 3 hours, and we gave out sparkly things while we were there. This time, we were the sparkly things. She was very sparkly when she showed up. Her eyes were sparkly. Her skin was sparkly. I have to tell her that. She'd never believe me. But, I mean, I do tell the truth. She'll probably believe me. I'll tell her. I'll tell her this morning how sparkly she was. And we sat. We had coffee, we had food, and we gabbed for 3 hours. And usually when I leave her, I...
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax. With Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm still, you know, just like chewing on all that yummy conversation, thinking about things that she said, thinking about things that I said. And I do have that inner critic that will come in and say, what were you even saying then? Or like, why were you trying to figure that out? Or, you know, stuff like that. And I treat my inner critic just like a, you know, a silly relative that lives in my head that I don't necessarily agree with, but I love them and respect them. And so I can say, oh yeah, oh, I hear you. That, yeah, I can see what you're saying there. And I can be next to my inner critic, not identifying with it or believing what it says, just respecting it and loving it. So as I'm kind of ruminating, I realize something. It felt better to marvel at the beauty of life, to share synchronicities and silly stories, than it did to try to figure it out. She and I have both lived lives. She and I both deal with pain. And she and I would certainly love, you know, answers, if you will, right? If you gave me the answer to take away certain pains, I mean, I would love it. I would do it. I would, there you go. And we do often share. I'll be trying some black strap molasses and apple cider vinegar and some water. Not something I typically do, but it seems to be helping her with her joints, so I'll give it a shot. Get it? A shot. Anyway, the things that my inner critic came up with, and not that I believe my inner critic, but I'm here, I'm listening, we're hanging out anyway, me and my inner critic. It was kind of just not liking the me trying to figure things out. Like, oh, maybe it's about this or not about this. Like, I think it's more about this or less about this. Or maybe this is the lesson. Or maybe that's the lesson. Or maybe this means this. Or maybe blah, 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 blah. That's my least favorite part. That was my least favorite part of the visit, was me trying to figure things out. Life, pain, stuff like that. And the best part was just being there and sharing stories and sharing synchronicities and just marveling at life, at the beauty, at the wonder, right? So, after my friend rushes off, I come back home And the gal who took me to Tostones on my birthday calls me. Wait, did she call me? I think she sent me a voice message and then I called her. So we're talking, right? Oh my gosh. She had already told me in the message she sent that she wasn't feeling the best. So she went to Tostones for a coffee and she feels better now. And it was so great. The vibes were so great in there. Blah, 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 blah. And as she's blah, 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 blahing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was just there. I set the vibe. I was there vibing for 3 hours. No wonder it felt so good there. My friend and I were right in the middle of Tostones for 3 hours. We leave and then my friend goes in for a coffee and is like, wow, it was just so great in there today. So I loved that. And so did she. So as we're talking, I tell her about Dancegiving. I'm like, oh yeah, someone mentioned Friendsgiving. And I was like, how about Dancegiving? See you Wednesday at class. I don't know what Dancegiving's going to be, but I'm going there. And she was like, I have napkins with leaves on them. And I was like, that sounds like Dancegiving to me. So here's the plan so far for Dancegiving. And all of you are invited Wednesday, Libby Memorial Library, 5 to 6 o'clock, the day before Thanksgiving. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, Libby Memorial Library, Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So, I'm going to set the long tables up in the middle of the room and leave space for us to dance around it. We can put snacks, sweets, gifts, whatever we want to put on that big table. Napkins with leaves on them. Eh? Am I right? I told my friend, I was like, oh, those are functional and the decor. Check. And that makes her so happy because she's looking at these package of napkins like, why do I have these? What am I going to do with these? I'll just have to put them in the giveaway pile because I'm not going to store the napkins. So they're definitely for Dancegiving. So if you're listening and you're coming to Dancegiving, you do not have to bring anything. Bring yourself and your best friend, you. But if you want to bring anything, anything to share, anything to snack on, anything to drink, whatever. If you want to bring anything, bring it to the table if you'd like. There will be napkins. I'll bring a snack too. I'll bring a little something. Maybe I'll bring a little salty, a little sweet, and some napkins. That sounds good for me. While we're talking about Dancegiving, the next day is Thanksgiving. Yesterday, I got the coolest text. I got a text from my friend. And now this is a friend I've had for a very long time. And we used to hang out a lot because we used to do a lot of the same things. And we've both changed, grown, and we don't do tons of the same things anymore. Do we still love each other? Heck yes. And he is still in our lives and we love him so much. And so he messages me yesterday and is like, hey, do you mind if I tag along for your Thanksgiving this year? He knows we're going to stay home. He knows we don't have heat or hot water, and he wants to come here. I sent back in all capital letters, like, oh my gosh, yes, like, this is the absolute best. This is amazing. Like, oh yeah. And he asked about, you know, is there anything he can bring, this, that, and the other. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we're just going to hang out all day. I sent him the list of food that my family, we sat down a couple weeks ago and we all put our little input in. What do you want to see on the table? Because we don't do traditional. We do what we want. Hello. So like, we're not cooking a big turkey. Not interested at all. So we made our list of foods. And so I sent that to my friend. And on that list, Olive put buffalo chicken dip. And I haven't figured out, because I've made a buffalo chicken dip. She thinks it's great. I don't think it's like the best buffalo chicken dip. I've never bought one that was better. But I was going to kind of try to, you know, elevate it this year. Try to maybe find something, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, My friend messages back after he sees the list and is like, hey, I'll bring the buffalo chicken dip. And I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you. Like, what a great thing to take off my list. He has no clue how amazing that is. And, yeah, I'm just, yesterday really raised me up. And it started with me not abandoning myself and seeking relief and connection. And I went to the place I was supposed to go to see my people. And then talking to my other people who also were drawn to that place and who they want to contribute to Danceviving. They don't even come to class. I think maybe that friend has been to class once. She may not even go to Danceviving, but she's providing the napkins. And then my other friend messages and wants to be a part of our holiday that's so special to me because we feel outside of the culture usually, doing our own thing. And here this someone is inside the culture wanting to come outside the culture into ours. I mean, I'm misty feeling about that. Feeling about thinking about that gets me right in the feels, man. It's amazing. Like, wow. Anywho, while I'm getting misty talking about holidays, I'm going to talk about going to the edge of my comfort zone, which I hear is where it's at. We've done this together here on this podcast, the edge of the comfort zone. I usually don't know how to get there, but once I'm there, I know I'm there. So being on the edge of this comfort zone, I'm about to get excited for Christmas, people. I was talking to the friend that's giving me the napkins. And I let her know, hey, at least those people who I talked to the other day said, we'll have heat by Christmas. We should have heat by Christmas. And I said, you know what? I usually don't count my eggs until they hatch, right? I don't count my chickens until they're walking around and, right? I'm going to go ahead and count this chicken. I'm going to go ahead and believe her when she said that I will have heat by Christmas. And I'm going to get excited for Christmas. I'm getting excited for Christmas this year. I'm not sure that I have really done that before. Christmas, the holidays used to really depress me. I used to go in the other direction. And then I got to a place where I was okay with holidays and kind of like surprised with it and like happy and like, okay, great. And I also have the freedom to go outside of the culture so we can just do whatever we want. And holidays are okay now. Oh, that's good. I'm bumping it up this year. I'm taking it to the next level. I'm getting excited for Christmas because I'm going to have heat for Christmas. Santa is coming, people. He's coming with a boiler. So I'm getting jazzed up. Christmas is coming and I'm excited. And my friend was like, yeah, like she needs this too. And so we're getting excited. And I said, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to make Christmas cards together. We're going to do a Christmas dance together. We're going to do an awkward like friend Christmas photo shoot together. She was like, yes, yes. Yes. I'm like, great. Okay, good. Christmas is on and we're celebrating. Let's go. So right on the edge of my comfort zone, it feels easier to say it. The first time I said I'm going to get excited for Christmas. And do you notice I'm saying I'm going to get excited? I can't even say I'm excited for Christmas. Guess what? I just said it. I'm excited for Christmas. I'm excited for Christmas. Hi, Finn. Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing the podcast. Good morning to you.
No.
No singing.
No singing.
Please. Okay.
Help
you. Help you. Help me. I need
help.
I want
help me.
I want help with. Tell me what you want help with. Mom, I want help. I want
help.
You want help. How can I help you? Do you want a donut?
No.
No. Do you want to talk about Christmas?
No, talk about Christmas.
No, talk about Christmas. What about Santa?
No.
No. Okay. I'll get excited for Christmas after you go to school. Are you going to go to school today?
No.
School today.
No school.
No school tomorrow.
No school today.
Yeah, there is school today. School today. No school tomorrow.
No school tomorrow.
No school tomorrow. School today. with your new sneakers. I like your new sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah, I like them. Do you like your new sneakers? Yes or no?
Help me.
Help you. I'll help you.
Help you.
Do you want to say goodbye to everybody on the podcast?
No.
No. Should we tell everyone to put their hands on their hearts? Yes. Oh, he's doing it, everybody. Put your hands over your heart and rub them. Rub. Rub it. Yes. Yes. Make your heart nice and big and warm. And can you take a deep breath in your heart? Two more. Can you do one more big breath? Oh, great job. Your hand was on your heart the whole time. I love it.
Sneakers.
New sneakers. 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 I like my new sneakers. Yay. I'm so glad that you like your new sneakers. Brings me joy.
Sneakers.
Sneakers. Okay, we love you, everybody. Hope you have a good day.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers. There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax. With Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes straight to your home. Just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.